Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage.
Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the GAC here in beautiful Washington, D.C., put on by the fine folks at America's Credit Unions. Mr. Todd Harper, Chairman of the NCUA.
Yep.
How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm doing well. It's always great to be here and feel the energy of the crowd at the Government Affairs Conference. And it's a new combined Government Affairs Conference with a few more people than I've seen in my past years.
Yeah, I hear it's a record-setting over or around 6,000.
That's what I heard as well.
Not too bad. Yep. Not too bad. How are you doing? And how's the conference going for you so far?
I'm doing well. I'm having a lot of great conversations with credit unions, one-on-one. I just spent time with the credit unions down in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama.
Okay.
Had a great conversation. I'll be meeting with vendors this afternoon and other trade associations. So it's a busy time of year.
You're a busy man.
Yeah.
A busy man. So we want to be respectful of your time, of course. So you just wrote an op-ed on overdraft.
I did.
So you want to share a little bit about that? Because you compared it almost to like a Blockbuster type situation.
It is Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And Mike, what a lot of people don't remember about Blockbuster is, I mean, they remember that the company was huge and that it was everywhere. And that there was like every, it seemed like a corner on a downtown district had a Blockbuster.
Yes.
But customers hated the late fees.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Those late fees made up a substantial amount of the revenue of Blockbuster.
Yes.
And one thing I've learned is that over time, if you have a weakness, a competitor is going to come along and capitalize on the weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was we saw a new company emerge starts with the letter N. They didn't have any late fees. They allowed you to have multiple discs at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
They allowed you to mail order in, and suddenly Blockbuster withered away, and the late fees were a big part of that.
Yeah.
Well, let's take that to the credit union system.
Okay.
Overdraft fees.
Yeah.
What are overdraft fees? Well, they're kind of like late fees.
Yeah.
And do customers really like them?
No.
Sure, to a certain extent, they like the courtesy of them, but the size of them, that's changing in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And credit unions need to recognize that reality is changing and that those costs are changing because they need to be adjusting their fee structures. And now is the time that you've got to start doing it.
Right.
You need to be right-sizing your program. You need to be making sure that it's more of a courtesy payment, not a penalty payment, because we know that these penalty payments have fallen disproportionately on people of color and people with lower incomes.
Right.
And that is counterthetical to the credit union system and mission of meeting the credit and savings needs of members, especially those of modest means. So the op-ed was to say, credit unions, listen up. This is a competitive moment. You need to rise to meet the challenge. Bankers, biggest banks, 2 out of 3, eliminated non-sufficient fund fees. They have eliminated non-sufficient funds fees. 4 out of 5 largest credit unions have NSF fees. When did credit unions fall behind banks? Because that's a material difference.
Yeah.
We got some good news though out here.
Okay.
Right now, why did we get to fees and the reliance on fees over time? It was because the interest rates were so bad and you couldn't make money on your investments.
Yeah, okay, I didn't see that.
We've got a marketplace now where you can do new investments. I know of a credit union who decided to get rid of its overdraft program and instead move with a low dollar line of credit. It's helped their members, they're doing the right thing, and they're helping people to manage those liquidity bumps that they see in the road, and we should be working to do that within the system.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really creative way.
It really is.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I want to play devil's advocate though.
Oh, I don't know, you're not wearing any horns today.
Well, sorry, but a lot of folks out there are saying, hey, you know, these fees are there for a reason. They're a mechanism for people not taking advantage of the system, if you will. So, what's your take on that? Because I've heard that argument, whether you're for or against it, but that's what I've heard.
A fee that charges you $35 for a $3 overdraft on a cup of coffee ain't fair, it ain't reasonable, it ain't proportional.
Completely agree.
A fee where you go to your phone and you click on it and you see you've got the funds in the account, and then you go ahead and make the purchase, and then suddenly it's authorized positive and settled negative, and there's a fee.
That's unfair
to the consumer.
Yes.
What I'm talking about is making sure that your policies, your settlement, how you do those procedures, whether the fees are reasonable and proportional, are you providing the appropriate disclosures?
Yeah.
Those things need to be done.
Gotcha. Okay. I totally get it.
Yeah, and I'm fine.
I wanted to get
I'm
your take on
it.
That.
I'm
so,
fine.
So what are some next steps? What are some advice? What are some next steps that you can share with credit unions in this effort to work
so
in this area?
We, as part of our supervisory priorities this year, listed them very clear. Credit unions can go to our supervisory priorities letter on the NCUA website. It's for 2024. And there it will show that if your credit union is more than $100 million, we will this year be going in and we'll be looking at your website disclosures and practices, how you settle your payments, and a few other things when it comes to overdraft.
Right.
The idea is to get you to start to move in the right direction where the market is moving. We know that it takes time to develop new revenue plans and new revenue streams. You got to start that journey now if you're going to want to be here in 5, 10,
completely,
15 years.
Completely. And the other angle I'm looking at it is from the consumer perspective. When you're, and you, I think you mentioned it in your op-ed toward the end there, that consumers, if they see, I don't know, ABC Bank not having any of these, they're going to go there instead of stay at your credit union, because it's so easy to switch now. So it's a consumer decision.
And the CFPB is considering a rule to make it even easier to switch financial institutions.
Saw that.
People will walk with their feet.
Yes,
it's a basic economic purpose. And if you get charged too many fees, people will walk with your feet. I had one, I posted the op-ed on my LinkedIn a web page, and I had one person's comment. I don't know this guy, who essentially said his credit union, he noticed how many fees they were imposing on him, and that was considering him to rechange his relationship. Again, credit unions need to step up now before more people start thinking like that.
Because of the Chimes and the SoFi, those types of folks, and even the bigger, they're putting this in their marketing messages. They're
Agreed.
Putting it in their advertisements.
Absolutely.
On TV
yep.
during a Super Bowl type event.
Yep.
So they're getting it out there for sure. Credit unions, well, we'll see.
Yep.
So any other items? I know you have a busy, busy schedule, so I don't want to keep you too long, but any other top items that you want to address?
Yeah, so Mike, just one really thing quick. Many people don't realize it's the 90th anniversary of the Federal Credit Union Act this year.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. You know, it seems like yesterday when 1934 the bill was signed into law. We've now had credit unions for 7 generations.
Yeah.
Starting in 1909.
Yeah.
Generation later, we got state chartered credit unions. Generation later, we got federal credit unions. And, 1970, we got the Share Insurance Fund. This is an evolving system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for us as the regulator and as a steward of the system to be setting course for that next 7 generations.
Yeah.
My dad started a credit union. His dad started a credit union.
That's cool.
My job is to make sure that we continue on that path going forward.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll be working for this year. We're going to be having in the second half of the year some roundtables, some meetings, some discussions about what do we need to do to change, and how can we set the credit unions up for success for the next 7 generations, especially in serving those people of modest means.
Yeah, definitely. And some modernization as well. So
yeah.
I know you guys are on top of that stuff too, so kudos to you guys for addressing all that type of
Absolutely.
Stuff. Alrighty, sir. Is anybody talking about the 90th anniversary here? I haven't heard anybody say besides you.
It's slowly making its way. I think it was sort of a sleeper issue.
Yeah.
And it is an incredible fact.
Yeah, this should be on the big stage.
Mike, think about it. My grandfather, when he started that credit union at a soap factory in the 1930s, it was either a coffee can or a cigar box where they put that change in order to run the credit union's accounts, and they were meeting on the floor of the shop.
Wow.
Today's credit union's 24/7 service, online, mobile banking, automatic loans. I mean, it is a system. Credit cards, auto loans. I mean, it used to be, remember, it started off being appliance loans. Now it is so much more. Mortgages make up a big book of business.
Yeah.
This is an evolving system that needs to continue to evolve and be relevant to people's financial lives, because I truly believe that credit unions are a evener. They are a way to build economic well-being and leave lasting equity to your families in the future.
Yeah, indeed. And then AI is going to take over everything.
I'm not so sure about that.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right, Todd. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it as always. Keep up the good work there at NCUA, and look forward to the next chat.
We'll do it. Absolutely, Mike.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.